The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 9th chapter, text number 14, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on February 22nd, 1976, in Mayapur, India.
Please, therefore, stop your anger. Now my father, Hiranyakashipu, the great demon, being killed, as these saintly persons who take pleasure in the killing of the scorpion and the snake. Similarly, all these saintly persons have achieved great satisfaction on account of the demon's death. Now they are confident of their happiness. They shall always remember about your auspicious incarnation.
Sajjatshamannam asurascha hatastayajya modita sadhurati vrischaka satpahatma lokascha nidvitimita pratijanti sarve rupagnisinna bhivayaya janasmaranti. Prahlad Maharaj is requesting Vishnadev, now the business is finished. My father, the great demon, Hiranyakashipu, he says, Asurascha hatya. He, such a great Vaishnava, he is not calling Hiranyakashipu his father. And in another place also, he addressed his father, Tathādhumanne Asuravad. He never said, my father. He said, the greatest of the Asuras. He was so bold. The father was such a great demon, and he was not addressing him as father. And the father was becoming more and more angry upon him. This indicates that a person who is a demon, not devotee, he is not worth calling a father. That sort of father should be avoided. Pita na sasyat. People are affectionate to father and mother, and they hesitate how to give up, especially boys give up the company of family, father and mother, take to Krishna consciousness. But here, in the Shastra, it is said, if the father is demon, or a mother is demon, or a friend is demon, or a family member is demon, they should not be accepted as relative. Pita na sasyat, janani na sasyat, guru na sasyat, even guru. If you have accepted somebody as guru, but he is a demon, you should be rejected immediately. Just like in India, there is a system of jat guru, the guru by caste. By family wise, they become guru. One family is attached to another guru family. By hereditary rules, the sons after sons accepting guru, the other party, and there is regular business. So such kind of guru is not wanted. See, Jiva Goswami has recommended that Lokik Guru, this is Lokik Guru, Paritagela adhyatme paramarthi guru accept. Guru has to be accepted, who is actually paramarthi, is advanced in spiritual knowledge, not the formality. That is, according to Vajrava, paritagya. Paritagya vidhiyata. Shastra says, if the guru does not know the right thing, he can be given up. So what is the right thing? Right thing is to become devout. First of all, the Shastric injunction is that anyone who is not a devotee, he cannot become guru. He cannot become guru. A Vaishnava, he cannot become guru. He must be a Vaishnava. Then he is. Satkarma nipuna vipra mantra tantra visharam. A Brahmin, born in a Brahmin family, not Brahmin, but in a Brahmin family, or even Brahmin, because qualified, satkarma nipuna. Brahman has six kinds of livelihood, satkarma, pathan, pathan, jajan, jajan, dana, pratigraha. A Brahman, well qualified, he must be a very learned scholar, pathan, and he must be able to make his disciple also very learned, pathan part. He must worship the deity, jajan, jajan, and he should worship for others also, jajan, jajan, dana pratigraha. He should accept charity from disciples and others, and again distribute it. Dana pratigraha. A Brahman is supposed to be always remain a beggar. Even if he gets lakhs and lakhs of rupees, he spends it for Krishna consciousness. That is the sign of Brahman. That Brahman, if he is not Vaishnava, then he cannot become a guru. A Vaishnava, satkarma nikhina vipra mantra tantra visharada, a Vaishnava guru na sasyat, and sat Vaishnava sapacho guru. If a person is born in the low grade family and has become a Vaishnava, he becomes guru. This is Shastric injunction, and that is the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that you become a guru. He does not say, because you are a brahmana, you are a kshatriya, you become guru. No, every one of you become a guru. How? Jare lakha tare kaha Krishna vade. You simply learn the science of Krishna and teach it. Then you become guru. So because this Hiranyakashipu was not a Vaishnava, so Prahlad Maharaj declined to call him, address him as father. No. This is Pitana Sashat, he is not my father. So he is addressing that Tadajatsa Mannam. Now, my Lord, Nisingadev, you have not caused to become angry, because the person upon whom you are so angry, that was Sura, my father, Hiranyakashipu, is now killed. The business is finished. So the question may be that Lord Nisingadev may ask that I have killed your father, so your relative may be unhappy, therefore I am angry. Why they are angry upon, they are unhappy? I have killed a demon. The Prahlad Maharaj says, no, 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 that is not the case. Nobody is unhappy. Nobody is unhappy. By killing my father, Hiranyakashipu, I am not unhappy, and nobody is unhappy. Taragatchamannam asurashta hata. Taya adhya by you, by your grace. So if you are not happy, why? The modeto sadhu ravi vrishtikasarpahatya. Why they shall be unhappy? Because a sadhu, a saintly person does not like that anyone should be killed, even an ant. That is sadhu. A sadhu does not want to kill even an ant. But in the case of Vrishtha Hatya, they are happy. They are happy. Vrishtha, the scorpion, and Sarpa. So, long ago, sometimes in the year 1933, in this Chaitanya Math, there was a big snake came out. In my front, I was taking bath. So, everyone is looking what to do. Guru Maharaj was on the upstairs. He immediately ordered, kill him. So he was killed. So at that time, 1933, I was newcomer. So I thought, how that Guru Maharaj ordered this snake to be killed? I was little surprised. But later on, when I saw this verse, I was very glad. Modeto sadhurapi vrishtika sattvahatya. It remained a doubt how Guru Maharaj ordered the snake to be killed. But when I read this verse, I was very much pleased that these creatures are creatures like the snake. They should not be shown any mercy. No. And Chanakya Pandit said there are two kinds of cruel creatures. One kind is a sarpakrura. The snake is very cruel. Sarpakrura, khalakrura. And khala, a person who has awakened the quality like snake, that there is no fault. Why the snake is called so cruel? Because unnecessarily they bite. If somebody commits some offense unto you, if you bite me, that is reasonable. But I have no fault, but you are biting me. The vrishtik, scorpion and snake, they do that without any offense. A man is passing, an animal is passing, unnecessarily it bites, without offense. A man is sleeping, it bites. Therefore, they are very dangerous. Similarly, there are men also, like the snake, without any fault, they bite. Without any fault. If I do something faulty, you can punish me, bite me. But without any fault, if you bite me. Therefore, Chanakya Pandit says, satpakrura khala krura, satpata kuratara khala. Such person is called khala. Envious, jealous. So there are two living creatures, one is snake and one is jealous or envious person. The Chanakya Pandit says, sarpat kuratara khala. This man, envious man, is more dangerous than the snake. Why? He is a human being? Yes, because he is a human being and he has got developed consciousness and he has practiced to use the developed consciousness for becoming jealous. He is more dangerous than the snake. So therefore he concludes, mantra sadivasa sarpa khalakena nimarjate. This, although by nature he saw, still he can be controlled by mantra and some herb. In India they still do that. But this khala, the person jealous, cannot be pacified anyway. That is more dangerous than this man. A person who has become jealous and envious, he cannot be controlled either by mantra or by bribe or this or that. Sarpatapuratarakhala. So Prahlad Maharaj said, my Lord, nobody is unhappy, even the saintly person. Saintly person, we common man, we may be unhappy. Oh, my father is killed. Or my mother may be unhappy, and my husband is killed. But be sure, my father was a khala. Unnecessarily, he was envious of your lordship. Yeah, so he was more dangerous than the snake and the scorpion. Therefore, by killing him, you have satisfied everyone, even one is saintly person. So there is no question of becoming angry still. By this action, everyone is happy. So don't consider any other. You become now pacified. Then still, maybe others unhappy, may not be your family, because you are also tortured, but others that are killed, such a demon, big, powerful, Prahlad Maharaj says, lokasya nirmitimita. Aim is satisfied even in higher planets, the demigods and everywhere. Nirmitimita pratijanti. They are waiting only just to see you passing by. Sarve rupam nisinga. But is not this form very fearful to anyone? You may not be afraid of others. Prahlad Maharaj assures no. Nobody is fearful. This fearful appearance of your lordship is very pleasing to the devotees. Because as soon as they are in fearful condition, they will remember your this Nishinga, and they will be out of danger. It is so pleasing. It's like we ito nisinga, tato nisinga, yato yato jans. So our only shelter is nisinga there. This world is very, very dangerous. Padanga padanga jada vipada. Every state there is danger. Every state there is envious creatures. You cannot live here peacefully. Dukkhalayam asasatam. Krishna said, it is a place simply for suffering. And that also, not permanent. You cannot make any compromise. And all right, it is suffering. That's all right. Still, I shall stay here. No, that is also not possible. Asasatam. You have to die. You cannot solve this problem, miserable condition. Ultimately, you have to die. So people do not understand. Therefore, they are called muras. They are simply making arrangements. How to become happy. It is not possible to become happy here. That's a fact. But still, therefore they are called muras, rascals. Which will never be possible, and they are trying for that. You see, whole world is trying to be happy. They are discovering so many technological arts. They are dying, they cannot. They have invented horseless carriage, speedy carriages. But there are so many dangers. Every moment the life can go. The motor accident, and it is happening in the Western country. So whatever you do for the advancement of material civilization, you are one side increasing more danger. If you did not discover this aeroplane and motor car, then death would not have been so easy. You could live at this for some days, but because you have discovered some facilities, your death is also become near. So this is prakriti. You are trying to solve the problem in one way, and the problem is becoming more dangerous and difficult by the laws of nature. That these rascals cannot find you. They continually watch. There is a verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Pasanrapina Pasyati. They are so big rascals, the Pasanrapina Pasyati. Even they are seeing every moment that all our endeavors are being baffled. It is, they try. Again, I like, punapunachar mitachar banana. These things are punapuna. Again and again, chewing the chew. This is their business. Therefore, they are called mulas. The mulas, they do not find, but all our attempts. Therefore, the Shastra advises, you simply make one attempt how to advance in Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, what? Only one. That chance you cannot get in other form of life. You are a cat, dog, you do not get it. And what is that? Tatsaivahi to prajati to kovila nalabhati vada brahmatara parja. By the laws of nature, you are getting different types of body in different planets, in different situations, and so on, 8 million, where you are loitering in this way, but you could not get Krishna consciousness. Now here is the chance. Even form of life. And the Krishna consciousness movement is there. Take it seriously. If you are actually intelligent, kovila, very intelligent, then you take much. Krishna devade seva rachatu. Anyone who takes to Krishna consciousness, he is first class intelligent person. All other fools left. You can call them. There is no harm. We are actually fools and rascals, we are not taken. And it is not our manufactured word. Krishna says, Namaga duskitanam murha prabandanti nara. Anyone who is not surrendered to Krishna, anyone who is not Krishna conscious, he is rascal, he is sinful, he is the worst of the mankind, he has no knowledge, he is not good. This is all. Sometimes they come to fight us. I said, you say, such a great man, rascal. Well, we must say, yes, he is a rascal. Where is his greatness? Rāva bhaktasya puto mahadguna. Anyone who is not Krishna conscious, he cannot be a great man. This is our conclusion. There is no question. Immediately, as soon as you see he is against Krishna, or he does not know Krishna, then he is a rascal. That's all. Namāna dhuskitanam mūrhā prapadyanti narālava māyā puritam jyana āsurīvā. So, this Hiranyakashipu was a great rascal, so he is killed, nobody is happy. This is the position Pallāda Mahārāja is requesting Lord Vishnu. Everyone is happy, so kindly be peaceful. Hare Krishna.